Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Please keep in mind that We Know None contains horror elements and may contain content that some may find disturbing. Please see the episode show notes for more details and take care.
We Know None, Episode 5, Undercover. Written by Megan Gwen Davis and produced by Calliopic Productions.
I'm outside T-Bar Cafe in Neath. Alex, Frankie's sister, agreed to come meet me for a chat. I tried before, but the watchful eye of Jean is making their house impossible to get into. Alex is the closest link I have to Frankie's movements before she disappeared. Jean is a no-go, and Gareth is surprisingly even more difficult to get a hold of. Luke is refusing to even let me near his office, and now... well, now I don't think I'm allowed back there at all. I didn't exactly keep my cool the last time. But anyway, Alex and I have always been nice with each other, so hopefully I can find out more than tapes with clues I can barely follow and... Oh, shit. She's staring at me, talking to myself. I should go in.
Alex. Hi.
Hi, Gwen. How's it going?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know. You look like shit, by the way. When was the last time you slept?
I guess. Yesterday night? I don't really know. It's been difficult to sleep, you know, with it all.
Yeah, I get you. Anyway, what do you want to talk about? Mum hasn't exactly been very helpful on the details of why I'm suddenly banned from mentioning your name.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, she's trying, but it's a bit of a struggle right now. She's not doing great.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. Sorry, I'm being completely insensitive. I've been trying to find out some information about Frankie before she disappeared, and your mum and the police, they haven't been helpful. I'm pretty sure I'm a suspect.
I mean, yeah. You're Frankie's girlfriend. be pretty shitty police work if they didn't suspect you a little bit.
You don't think I'm involved, do you? I swear, Alex, I didn't even know Frankie was missing until...
Until the week after she went missing. Yeah, I know. Don't worry, Gwen. I've thought this all through, and I know what you're like. You're a grumpy dick sometimes, but you're not evil. I know you loved Frankie a lot.
Love. I still love her, and I'm going to keep loving her until and after we find her. But thank you. It's nice to hear someone not think I'm a murderer for once.
No problem. Anyway, what do you want to know? We've got to dash off soon or Mum's going to notice I'm off schedule.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. Yeah, I was wondering what Frankie was like before she disappeared. You were living with her, so you'd probably know better than anybody.
She was weird. Really weird. I know you know she gets on these semi-obsessive streaks around a hunch she's gotten, so at first I just thought it was one of those. She kept leaving for days at a time on an article lead until one day she just never came back.
Did she mention anything about the case?
Of course not. You know her, kept things close to her chest until she got the whole story. She kept talking about it like a big breakthrough piece, but nothing else. What was she like with you?
Barely there. She'd basically stopped replying to my messages entirely 3 weeks ago. I thought she was just wanting to break up with me. Then I got the call from the police.
Do you miss her?
Missing her is pretty much all I feel at this point.
Yeah.
I've been listening to some of her tapes from her recorder, see if anything gets mentioned that might be useful. I haven't got much from them so far, but...
You had the rest of them?
Yeah, when Jean let me look through Frankie's room that one time. What do you mean, the rest of them?
Like as in the rest of them. Mum kept hold of one or two. I don't know why. Probably for sentimental value. I assume she told you that you couldn't take them all.
She told me I had taken them all.
Ugh. Well, shit.
I need to know what's on those tapes, Alex. I mean, what if she...
If she what? I know my mum isn't the easiest to get along with, but I'd rather you not accuse her of hiding things about this. She wants Frankie back as much as you.
I know, but she doesn't trust me. What if she's given me the tapes that she knows have nothing to do with what happened, and she's just stringing me along? Trying to frame me or something.
Okay, you need to stop. Now. Yes, she suspects you of something. That much is obvious. But she's not framing anybody. She probably hasn't even listened to the tapes. She's grieving.
Jesus. I am so sorry. Alex, I'm stressed and sleep deprived.
I can tell. Go home. Get some sleep. I'll have a talk with Mum and see if she'll talk to you. That help at all?
Yes, thank you. Alex, seriously, I'll go home. Try and step back for a bit.
Good idea. Also, maybe stop recording your conversations with other people. Comes off as more than a bit suspicious.
Huh? Oh. Yeah, sorry.
Frankie's tapes. Number 5.
I'm a realist, right? I'm aware that I'm still really young. I've got my whole life ahead of me. Yada, yada. I just... I have this plan for my life, you know? I'm gonna get this big case. Show the world what's really out there. Gwen always says I'm like the Mulder of South Wales, but I know I can get there someday. People like Nellie Bly have blown stuff wide open that no one else would have, so I don't see why I couldn't. Just the idea of being that person with the intelligence, the guts to write something world-changing that helps people or show the world something they thought to be impossible. I know there's something out there waiting for me to discover. I already know there's ghosts and otherworldly things around, and I already know trying to prove them is nigh on impossible, especially where I am now. No one's willing to believe the word of a 21-year-old woman, apparently. Even the blog. It's got lots of views, but not everyone believes them. I've been called a fake more times than I can count. Even the ones that like my writing think I'm writing fiction. If I can get to somewhere busier, more activity, I know I'll find something indisputable. I love Neith, but as far as supernatural experiences go, it's really boring. I just gotta hold off till Gwen graduates. Then we can run away together, just like in the shitty rom-com she loves. God, that's cheesy. But yeah, anyway. I know Gwen will have my back. She knows as well as I do how real this stuff can be. I miss her. She's the only one who gets what I'm talking about. Anyway, off topic. But I've got a lead for something. Not local, but it's about this girl, Millie. I went to secondary school with her. We were never close, but I remember her. She was a sweetheart, gifted musician, and played the cello, I think. She went missing while at uni in London a month ago, and although I doubt there's anything spooky around it, I feel bad just doing nothing. But there is something off about it all that doesn't sit right. Apparently she just vanished out of nowhere. No, nothing. She wasn't the type to do that. I'm friends with her on Facebook still. She posted every meal she ate, for God's sake. I don't know. Maybe an article can help find some more information, get some more attention on it. Either way, it'll get me out of Neath for a bit, and maybe I'll find something other people haven't. I'll just have to leave when Mum's not in. Can't have her stressing at me the whole time I'm there.
Wow. I haven't heard Frankie talk like that about me. To me. In so long. She'd always wax romantic about our future together, but she was so different in the last months. I'd almost forgotten she'd ever thought of me like that. Running away together, getting a little house we could both come to at the end of the day. It used to be us two against everything. I don't know what changed. It suddenly became not us two against everyone else, but Frankie against the non-believers and me behind her, ready to back her up no matter what. God, we got into some shouting matches sometimes. She wouldn't listen when she thought she had a lead, you know? Even after we saw that man, thing, I don't know, under the bridge, it was always about what facts she could get out of it, what proof she could show the world. Never mind the fact we both probably needed therapy, no. She had this big plan of us having this ghost hunting career, even when I said I just wanted a normal job. She'd always act like that was just a means to an end. God, I wish our last conversation had been a nice one. I hope when we see each other again, she still... Ugh. Anyway, I didn't know Millie went missing. She was really nice. But this is promising. Somewhere else to look for Frankie. If she ended up in London, then maybe she met someone there. I don't know, but it's a start.
I'll book a bus ticket up to London, but first I have to get those tapes from Jean. I trust Alex that she's probably not really listened to the rest of them, but there's got to be a reason she's kept those ones. She's never been a warm woman, so I doubt it's really sentimental. I'll message Alex, see if she's had any luck with her, but for now, time to do some research on Millie. Oh, and speaking of research, the symbol didn't come up with any results online, of course. Only some vague similarities to some off-branch Christian church in North Wales, but it is not similar enough to warrant further looking. So, another waste of time, of course. End of recording.
We Know None is a podcast produced by Calliopic Productions. Today's episode was written by Megan Gwen Davis and stars Megan Gwen Davis as Gwen Thomas, Freya Elsie as Frankie Griffiths, and Kate Gallagher as Alex Griffiths. It was produced by Kate Gallagher with audio edited by Liza Holmes, Megan Gwen Davis, and Kate Gallagher. Our theme was composed by Freya Elsie. Information on sound effects used and other cool things can be found in the show notes below. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at CalliopicProd. If you enjoyed, please consider leaving us a review on your favourite podcast site or supporting us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/CalliopicProductions. And until next time, stay safe and keep searching.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.